It's 6 minutes past 10, a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren. Happy Australia Day, Jim.
Happy Australia Day to you, Darren, and good morning to you.
Good morning. And yeah, how was your Australia Day?
Absolutely fantastic. I was able to watch and see so many people enjoying the qualities and values that we hold, freedom, integrity, family. It was just wonderful just to observe those.
Yeah, the Australian right to fry an egg on the sidewalk on such a hot day as well.
That's right. It was very warm yesterday.
And I know with Australia Day, we have Australia Day awards and some local awards as well. And I know you had the honour of emceeing the local ceremony last week.
I did, Darren. I've been involved with a number of awards over the years, probably about 25 years at various levels of judging and so on. I'm always amazed each year. It's really like opening a birthday present. You get to see the richness of what people do for our community, what they do for people as a legacy of who they are. It's an extension of who they are. And last week, with our Mayor, Dr. Michelle Byrne, councillors and the great events team from the Hills Shire, presented a number of key awards for people who continuously, I like the word continuously and consistently, do work over time. Not 1 year, although that's a start, but over many, many years about what they believe in building a better humanity for us. And Citizen of the Year last week, was an amazing experience of a person who took out that award. All the others were amazing as well, but I'm really delighted on behalf of Spotlight and 90.5 FM to have Chris Cleary in the studios talking to us about an amazing concept that you've developed. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me so early in the morning.
Well,
that's an interesting, that's for another day. But Chris, StreetMed, what is it about? And when did it start? Can you tell our listeners, because I'm in awe of what you do and I want to congratulate you personally and on behalf of the many thousands of people that you've helped during your period of time. Can you tell our listeners what it's about?
Yes. Okay. Thanks very much, Jim. So StreetMed was an organisation that I founded in 2014. It is a registered charity, a not-for-profit, and we provide physical and mental health and advocacy for the homeless and those at risk in primarily Western Sydney. So what that looks like is pre-COVID, and hasn't the world changed since COVID hit? Pre-COVID, we'd be going out, we'd do blood pressures, blood sugars, wound dressings, and a lot of physical and mental health checks on our homeless. A lot of suicide intervention, a lot of talking down from the bridges, and just taking care of their well-being.
And I want to thank you for that, because for a lot of people, we think, oh, homeless, okay, if we can give them a bed or we can give them a rug, then it's all over, you know, in the sense of, you know, that's nice. But really, there are so many other things that people, because at the end of the day, our brothers and sisters are homeless. But you're right, you're looking at blood pressure, diabetes. You were saying to me a couple of years ago about looking at diabetes and things, which are just incredible, the things that you do for them.
Look, their physical health is a massive challenge on the streets. And I guess it's a twofold thing. Number one is, obviously, they don't get the same care that we do. So they don't, or weren't getting their blood pressures checked. They weren't looking after the food that they were eating and then, you know, increasing their levels of diabetes. But not only that, because they're rough sleepers. A lot of them are rough sleepers, so they're not getting the personal hygiene that we would get on a typical day.
When you use the term rough sleepers, what does that really mean? Most of the people listening to our show, and good morning to all our wonderful listeners, but, you know, we have a lot of comforts, might have some personal issues, but a lot of comforts. So what does rough, you know, someone not getting two eggs this morning could be rough. You know, I mean, in the sense, so what does rough sleeping mean?
So there's different levels of homelessness. What we typically deal with is what we call rough sleepers. So these people do not have a house. They don't have the ability to couch surf, so they're not going from someone's house to someone's house to someone's house. Some may live in a car, but the majority of them are actually living on the street. So they're going to bed at night, either on a park bench or in a park or under a rose bush or wherever they can find somewhere to safely sleep with one eye open. So that's typically the type of people that we look after. And it's actually quite challenging that we don't live in a third world country. We live in, you know, probably the best country in the world. So why are the levels of this increasing? Why are we seeing more and more every single day of these people doing it so tough?
Are you 724? In the sense, do you see people mainly at night or different times? I mean, you made an offhanded comment by saying it's early, so clearly you're late night.
Yeah.
There's so much we could talk all day because it's just really sad. I think we give a lot of tokenism to the homeless in the sense that, you know, it's all nice and yes, look, they're a wonderful group of people. But when you boiled, how many people would you see in a night roughly? You know, I know that varies, but you tell us what your day, do you get ready at 10 o'clock in the night?
No. So we go where the food services go. That's where we touch base with our homeless friends. Yep. This is all, what I'm talking about now is all pre-COVID.
Yes.
Now, when COVID hit and everything went into lockdown, all the food services stopped coming because they were given the directive of, until we know where this pandemic's going, we can't risk anybody. So, therefore, we're locking you all down. You can't go out on the streets. That's fine, but what about the people on the streets? So whereas the food services were contacted and told they couldn't go anywhere, I never was. So I took that as a get-out-of-jail-free card and wrote up a little letter saying, you know, I am an essential service, I am COVID safe, and I was going out every single night making sure these guys were getting fed. I was borrowing and acquiring, as I say, food. I would turn up at a food service and the homeless guys would just jump in and open the back of my car and start shoving food in bags and handing it out to other homeless people. And during COVID, people talk about connection and family and spending time. What I got to witness with our street friends was the most incredible resilience, biggest family that I think I've ever, but I'm going to try not to choke up here, that I think I've ever seen. These guys came together, whereas the week before they'd been wanting to beat each other up. Fast forward, they just wanted to make sure they all survived. And the funny thing was, besides getting all the food and stuff, I'm out there checking their temperatures, making sure they're all well. And to my knowledge, not one homeless person that we dealt with got COVID.
I'm just blown away by what you do. So your day is really 24/7, isn't it? Your week.
I didn't even answer that, did I?
No, but I mean, in the sense that you go and do the actions during the night,
yep.
Because that's their day.
Yep.
And you say about safety, that's another issue we could talk about. But you know, tell us about your day because you're a not-for-profit organisation.
Mm-hmm.
You take on the jobs of 10 people. And you pull from pillar to post, would you see 100 people a week, 20 people a week? I know that varies.
It does vary. Look, let's talk pre-COVID again.
Yes.
So pre-COVID, we'd probably see anywhere from 30 to 100 people a week in Western Sydney.
And how do you build trust with these people? Because my understanding, I've done a little bit with homeless, I get so sad because they seem to always be, not all of them, but they seem to always, you know, be so loving and yet so vulnerable to give. And it breaks my heart when I see them at the low end in their lives trying to just survive, and it brings tears to my eyes about where they're at. And yet you have the ability to be able to build that hope and trust in them to come to you, because that's a difficult task.
I think a lot of it comes down to genuine empathy. Anybody can walk up to a homeless person and say, hey, how are you going? Anyone can go and give a homeless person a cup of coffee or a hot meal, but if you rewind back through my past, I have been homeless. I have been there.
Yes, I know that. I didn't want to bring that up yet, but I mean, yeah.
You know, I've lived that life. So to be able to sit down and have that empathy with somebody and go, I have lived this, it helps establish that trust because, number one, they know that you're not full of it. But it's also the being regular. It's also, mate, I'm going to come back tomorrow with this cream to help you with this. I'll meet you here at 6 o'clock. Make sure you're there.
Mm.
They build their trust and resilience on you.
I could sit, and I know, Darren, you and I could talk to Chris, and we just love what you do and the stories and the people that you are able to help puts me inspire. And your selection of Citizen of the Year for 21 for the Hillshire is a fantastic contribution for what you do. And we're going to come back after a little break.
Alive 90.5. Proud sponsors Linden Electric have been best in class since 1977, providing unparalleled electrical expertise in commercial, industrial and laboratory solutions. This dynamic family-run team prides themselves on over 43 years' worth of client-focused results based on their core values of quality, safety and integrity. Linden Electric, experts in electrical, 9890 9663 or email james@linden.net.au for a booking. Station sponsor.
It's 22 minutes past 10, a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
And it's really delightful to have in the studios Chris Cleary, the founder of StreetMed, that goes out on a daily basis to help those in need, particularly trying to help them with their physical situation amidst all their emotional and material world, to give them a lot of hope and a lot of love. And she's just absolutely sensational in what she does, without any fuss, without any work. And we want to get behind her and get her to help and to provide support for StreetMed. Chris, we could talk a lot more about StreetMed, but one of the interesting things that came up that you've developed is around animals.
Correct.
Tell our listeners what that story's about.
Okay, so a couple of months ago, we launched a division of StreetMed called Street Pets, Paws for the Homeless. It was actually my 14-year-old son's idea. He was out during COVID with me, and we were looking at these homeless guys, and a lot of them have animals that are their best friends, and they struggle to feed them, to get them veterinary care, to get them looked after. And Adam actually said to me, hey, what about the street pets? And like, little light bulb went on. I'm like, ooh-ah, awesome idea. So we launched Street Pets, Paws for the Homeless, and we're actually looking after our homeless patrons, and we're looking after their animals as well. That involves, we go out, we give them dog food, or cat food. Some of them have cats and other animals, so whatever the animal may be. Worming, fleas, ticks. We've been able to have animals vaccinated, de-sexed, collars, leads, everything at no charge whatsoever to our homeless friends.
Yeah. How do you? So you've got a background in medical care yourself, but you're not a veterinarian. But do you have veterinary contacts who
help you out? We do have some vet contacts. What I would like to put out there, though, is if there is any vets that are listening that would be able to help us with some of the services that we need at a very, very reduced cost. By very reduced, I mean obviously free, or somewhere pretty close to, that would be great. Because at the moment, the vets that we're using, they are charging us, and it's taking a huge strain on the very limited bank account that we have. But like with StreetMed, failure is not an option. And the way I look at it, I get to go to work every day and hang with my two favourite things in the world, homeless and animals. Mm. I mean, how blessed am I to be able to do that?
Wow. So it's Street Paws?
Street Pets, Paws for the Homeless.
Street Pets, sorry. Paws for the Homeless.
P-A-W-S, of course.
Of course, of
and
course.
We have a Facebook page. Same as Street Med, Homeless Support Team. It also has a Facebook page. So I encourage all of our listeners to head over to those Facebook pages, like them, follow them, and roll your eyes when I put up, sorry guys, that I haven't posted for ages because I really hate social media, or the fact that I've had my butt hanging out for a week and haven't updated anything, but I do get around to it eventually.
Well, we'll put that on our podcast, and we'll very much ask our listeners to help out in any way they can, especially if they are a vet, to come on board and give you the support that you need for the
pets. Or volunteers as well. We're always looking for volunteers.
Well, that was a question I was going to ask, Chris. Are you looking for volunteers, and how can they get involved?
Absolutely, we're looking for volunteers. So the thing with StreetMed is you don't have to have a medical background. It's not all about the medical. Sometimes a question you asked me before is, how do I engage with the homeless?
Yes.
Going and seeing somebody week after week or day after day and just putting a blood pressure cuff on them is enough to break the barrier, is enough to start the conversation. So the volunteers it's about them coming out and engaging. It's about chatting. It's about finding what their needs are, what they require, and how we can make that happen for them. The medical side, I think, is the icebreaker. It's everything else after that that's really important. So volunteers that I guess are comfortable. We've had some people come out that find homelessness quite confrontational, and that's okay. Everybody's got their own niche and their own little things that they do. So people that are comfortable, you know, just talking to strangers, I strongly encourage you to find us on Facebook. For those that want to hang with the most beautiful puppies in the world, then please go to our Facebook page. If you want to do something for us but you don't know what, as I said at the beginning, we are a registered charity. We are always looking for monetary donations. Mm-hmm. Anything over $2 is fully tax deductible. During COVID, unfortunately, you know, people were laid off. The economy got really tight. So ours, along with, I guess, so many other charities, our donations fell. So we could really do with some donations. If there's any medical companies out there, we're always looking for medical supplies, right from, you know, blood pressure machines right down to Band-Aids and cotton wool, you know, that sort of stuff. Anything that you think that could help us, then please let us know. We're always in the need for something.
If someone donates $20, yep, what does that buy you?
So $20 would get us 2 slabs of water that be able to give out to the guys. So 220 lots of water. I bit the bullet and joined a big corporation shopping place out at Marsden Park. So I know where to get the bulk stuff now. So $20 is water. $15, I can put together a first aid kit that I can give to our homeless friends, which is something else that we do because these guys need to look after themselves if they hurt themselves. So every cent, lots of little cents make up big dollars, which make a big difference.
Chris, it's been a delight to have you in the studios of Spotlight and 90.5. You're an inspiration to us, what you do for people, and I know you get embarrassed and you'll kick me in the shins when I say these things, but I can only say what our heart says here. Spotlight's about telling the story and helping you fulfil what you believe in and what you do. Your actions speak louder than your words, and we're absolutely delighted. We want to help you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Gentlemen, thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Live 90.5.